With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump threatening to sue the Federal Reserve Chairman. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Donald Trump continues to fume over Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's reluctance to lower interest rates. In a social media post, he blames his first-term Treasury Secretary for recommending Powell and calls the chairman a loser, the latest in a long list of derogatory names. And the president now says he's considering a major lawsuit against Powell for the costly renovation of the Federal Reserve Building. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Inflation in the U.S. remained flat last month. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
U.S. inflation remained unchanged in July, remaining at 2.7%, according to the latest government report. Core prices, excluding food and energy, rose 3.1%, up from June and the highest in 5 months. Tariffs appear to be raising the cost of some imported items, including shoes, clothing, and furniture. But the figures suggest some of that impact is being offset by cheaper gas and slowing rent increases.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russian President Vladimir Putin wants Ukraine to withdraw from the remaining 30% of the Donetsk region that Ukraine controls as part of a ceasefire deal. Zelensky reiterates Ukraine will not withdraw from territories that it controls because it was unconstitutional and would only serve as a, quote, springboard for a future Russian invasion. Meanwhile, President Trump and Putin hold talks Friday in Anchorage. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hinting that ceasefire efforts are now focused on a comprehensive deal that would release the remaining hostages in Gaza all at once. Mediators Egypt and Qatar continue to work on the framework of a deal. This is SRN News. Christian summer camps are ministering to youngsters in war-torn Ukraine.
Officials with Mission Eurasia run the camps every year to give youngsters in the country and other places an opportunity to get away from their difficult lives and hear the gospel message. About 30,000 children from 14 nations are expected to participate before the end of the summer, and the vast majority will be from Ukraine. Spokesman Sergei Rakuba says, quote, "These camps are often the first time in months that children can feel safe, play freely, and hear a message of hope." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says it will pay the legal costs for Christians in Europe who have to go to court to secure their right to religious freedom. Spokesman says, "I think where the concern lies in the UK and in continental Europe is that these freedoms are being curtailed." This is SRN News. South Korean officials estimate more than 50,000 North Koreans have now been sent to Russia, working in slave-like conditions, primarily at construction sites. The BBC's Jean McKenzie explains.
We've spoken to six North Koreans who've managed to escape. They all described being confined to their construction sites, where they worked 18 hours a day for little or no pay, because their earnings were sent to fund the North Korean regime. Here's one of the workers. We voiced his words to protect him.
"We were treated like animals. The other workers used to say we were just slaves for Kim Jong-un. They used to taunt us. You're not men, just machines that can speak."
In Guatemala, little else is known, but a judge there has reportedly convicted six former officials in the deaths of 41 girls in a fire at a state-run facility. More details at srnnews.com.